Michelle Dombrowski, the head field hockey coach at the University of the South, and you're listening to the SCAC Field Hockey Media Days.
You're listening to 2011 SCAC Field Hockey Media Days. Today I'm joined by University of the South Swanee head field hockey coach, Michelle Dombrowski. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome, Russell.
Coach, you take over as your first season as the head coach of the field hockey program there on the mountain. Just take me through sort of your expectations and mindset as you enter your first year as the head coach there for the field hockey program.
Well, I mean, the expectations are the same whether it's the first season or the fifth season. I mean, we're going in basically looking at a chance to prove ourselves in the conference, which I know is something that they've done successfully in the past, and the returners are really excited to get back to that. You know, we had an interesting spring. We had definitely a small group, and so it's nice to actually be able to do some things now that the freshmen are here and see us in game situations that, you know, I kind of went into this preseason a little blind with, because we had 8 last spring, so it was kind of hard to get a sense of where we were at as a team. So that's really been our focus through preseason, is getting our legs under us as a team and as a unit.
Coach, last season, as I look at this group, 36 goals over 17 games. How do you try and offensively, you know, generate some more power up front and get some more shots on the cage as you head towards this season?
Pretty much everything we do at practice goes to goal, and that's not even close to an exaggeration. And we brought a lot more balls than we had last year, so they can do a lot more shooting than they did. And part of that is my personal coaching philosophy anyway. It's something I've always done when I've been doing field hockey. And it's taken a little bit of an adjustment for them to get into that mindset, but I think it's going to definitely pay dividends, because you're right, you know, 36 goals in 17 games, that's something we've spent a lot of time focusing on. Now, on the same token, you know, our opponents didn't score that many more, so we did all right at that end.
Coach, on the flip side, I was going to say, was, you know, move to the defensive side of the ball. 43 goals allowed last year. How do you just sort of tighten up the defense in the back, and obviously, you know, help a good defense obviously helps towards creating more offensive chances?
Well, and I think part of it comes down to trust and how they're working together and moving the ball. You're gonna give up a lot if you're not being smart with possession, and I think that's something that they've adjusted to. I think our style is a little bit different than what they've played in the past. And part of it comes down to conditioning. You know, I think if you look at those numbers, and it's something I did this summer, if you break them down and look at how many goals, you know, first half versus second half, in some ways it looks pretty even, but when you break it down game by game, it was pretty noticeable that there were times in the second half that we gave up just too many goals because we weren't ready for the last part of the game. And that's something we've really been focusing on, that it's a 70-minute game, and we're not going to run out of gas.
Coach, as preseason has unfolded and you prepare this team for the start of a new season, what's been the biggest surprise you've noticed from your girls?
I don't know if it's a surprise so much as it is, you know, it was a hope, I guess. You know, I was hoping that they were going to come in and really just wipe the slate clean. And I think the biggest surprise is how much they've been able to absorb. I mean, they've been sponges. And just taking something, you know, we can do something in a drill one day, and the next day they're using it like they've been doing it for weeks. And that's important, because we are changing a lot of things that they need to be able to process it quickly and adapt it into their games. And, you know, and it's not just one or two players, and it's not just the returners or the freshmen. It's they, as a team, they're clicking, and that's important. So I'm super psyched about that.
Again, you're listening to 2011 SCAC Field Hockey Media Day. Today I'm joined by University of the South head field hockey coach, Michelle Dombrowski. And Coach, while this is your first season as the head coach of the Purple Tigers field hockey team, you're no stranger to the SCAC, being the head coach of the women's lacrosse program there on the mountain as well. The SCAC is unique, somewhat similar to the women's lacrosse in the terms of the fact that there aren't as many teams, just 4 field hockey teams in the SCAC, but in much more ways, it makes it just as competitive, if not more, because you're so familiar with all the teams. What are your expectations as you head into your first year in the field hockey with the SCAC?
Well, I mean, the interesting thing is, of the teams that play field hockey, Center's the only one I really know. I've never really been to Rhodes They don't have lacrosse. Ditto for Hendricks. So I am almost coming into it blind. And the expectations are, you know, we're going to have to spend the first part of the season getting, or I'm going to have to spend the first part of the season, you know, getting a feel for how teams play. But on the same token, they have no idea what we're going to be doing, because my guess is it's pretty different than what they've done in the past. So, you know, it really is as cliche as it sounds. It comes down to taking each game at a time. And then, you know, when we get to the second round and we're playing teams the second time, you know, then we have a little bit of history. But the truth right now is I can't look at that history anyway, because I think we're definitely a much different team.
Coach, as you head into this season, you inherit a roster with just one senior in Elise Landau, who I just spoke with. Talk about your expectations for her in terms of, you know, you really needing to lean on her and her being a leader for this team with a lot of young talent on it.
Well, and it comes down to all the returners. You know, Elise is in a unique situation because she is the lone senior, but the expectations on her are probably no different than the expectations on the juniors. And they can't be any different than the expectations on the sophomores, because the truth is the freshmen outnumber all of them. I mean, we don't have a class with seven like we do for the freshmen. So really, the expectation for Elise and Mallory, who's our other captain, and the rest of the players is they're going to make team the priority. And if they can do that, then all those things are going to come together. You know, we are going to score more goals. We are going to keep teams from scoring more goals if it comes down to that team-centered focus. And they've done an amazing job of doing that. Their job is to be positive and push each other. And then, you know, we as coaches are going to fix things that need fixing and leave things alone that don't need touched. And they've, you know, they're eating it up, so I love it.
Coach, talk about those seven freshmen that you brought in. How are they adjusting to the college game, field hockey? And obviously, I'm assuming you're going to need to really depend on some of them to make an immediate impact on your team this year.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely going to be freshmen in the starting lineup. From a simple number standpoint, it's inevitable. They're adjusting much better now that they've made it through freshman orientation and they've, you know, started having classes and getting into real life instead of, you know, preseason practices, which is always a bit skewed. But, you know, they've definitely made the adjustment well. And in some ways, it's probably been easier for them because there's so many of them. They don't have the typical, oh, I'm the new kid on the block, and where's my place? You know, they don't have this giant group of upperclassmen that they have to, you know, worry about treading on toes. Like, it's really this great, just, it doesn't really matter. And it's kind of, you know what I tell them, their parents could control when they were born, and that's it. So it doesn't matter, freshmen to seniors, you know, we all have to get it done. And I think the team has done a really good job of making that a priority for this season.
Coach, as you look forward to this year, what are some of the goals you have for this 2011 Purple Tigers field hockey team?
The simplest one is we don't get shut out, and that's been a focus. You know, I definitely think in a 70-minute game, especially with the pace of the modern game, that there's no real reason that we're going to finish a game without putting goals on the scoreboard. And if we can do that, then a lot of the wins are going to take care of themselves. And really it comes down to we've got to play within ourselves and we've got to play smart. You know, the goals, do we want to be playing for the conference championship? Absolutely. You know, but we can't look at that until we deal with all the steps to get there. You know, and that starts this weekend when we go up to Ohio and we're playing two games in 2 days. Be a great judge of where our fitness is at.
And finally, Coach, the 2011 Suwannee women's field hockey team will be a success if what happens?
Well, I think if they come together as a team and they do what they're doing in practice and game situations, and that's going to be the biggest test. They're not really, you know, we don't have a senior-laden class that has played in competitive games that has, you know, has this rivalry going with whomever. So really each situation is going to be new, and can they handle that? You know, can they handle the pressure of a tie game with 5 minutes to go, having not had years of playing together and working together? So if we can get past those hurdles, then we're going to be successful.
University of the South head field hockey coach Michelle Dombrowski. Again, the Purple Tigers open up their 2011 campaign September 3rd against Ohio Wesleyan. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward through the rest of the year.
You're welcome, Russell. Have a good afternoon.